Denise, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushrod?
Here.
Councilmember Reshore?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Geisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. Before we get started, I share with the council and all the town employees and everything, I'll share condolences to Scott for the loss of his grandfather, 95 years old, good old guy. He has left a mark in the town that he's got birdhouses all over the place, so he won't be forgotten by the world, whoever he saw, but anyway.
Thanks.
Okay. Minutes of the meeting of December 8th in your package, if y'all have any corrections and changes, let us know, we'll be on the agenda next week. Committee reports, police station construction update. The mess that we have back here is the parking lot, that's going to eventually, this project started out with rain and it's ending with rain, so eventually there'll be a parking lot back there. We received word today, we had asked for some extra lighting for the parking lot and to light up the front of the building so you can see it better, and also for walkways where the policemen are going to pass. And we got the bill today.
You remember the number?
$24,000.
$24,000, and Don looked at it, and our architect seems to think it's a good price. So if we have the paperwork by the end, it may be on the agenda to accept that change order next time. If not, we'll just do it the time after that. Now, we're down to a relatively short list of punch list items. I'd like to go over them just for your information. The tree that was moved when we moved the trees out the way, they damaged in the fork of the tree, they damaged the bark, and it looks like half of the tree is unhealthy, the other half is healthy. So we've asked them to take a look at it and see what they think. And one of our wrists look at it, and he said it was okay, and the architects have a different guy come out, so that's still an open item. There was a roof leak, and he leaked, and claimed they fixed it. It's still leaking. Okay. We have low water pressure in the police headquarters. That is allegedly for an incorrectly sized water meter that's provided by the parish utilities, and we have been waiting.
No way.
Okay.
It's the service line from the meter to the building. I bet you 10 to 1.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. I think it was BS myself, but we have to put it in to be able to show them that it's not. But that's what they told us. So we'll see. But anyway, that's still a problem. The water pressure there is not good enough. They have one hanging light they have to put in. I don't even know where it is. Maybe y'all know. There's some training to be done on the maintenance building, which they said they'll do anytime we're ready. And we still have the signs to design and put up. Signs being, you know, police station this way, maintenance that way, town hall this way. And we've been asking them for a drawing on that. We haven't gotten it. But as far as I know, that's... Is there anything else y'all know of it? We're going to get those right there.
The walkway right where we did the thing, when it rains heavy, do you get any water there? It looks like it's a dip in the sidewalk. But I looked after it rained and it didn't collect there like I thought it was.
No, it wasn't at all. It looks obviously like it's going to collect, but it
doesn't. Right, but it doesn't.
I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it's going.
I asked about that today. We kept getting the building, and he said the way everything looked, it's almost like an optical illusion.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm like, man, that's cool.
We got three.
I'm telling you, he kind of walked me through it, and halfway understood what he was talking about, and I said, we'll see.
Yeah, well, we got 3.3 inches of rain this weekend, and in I-18, there were no puddles. I don't know what's going on. The puddles there were, the neighbor puddles there. So I don't know. But anyway, as far as I know, that's all we have is remaining questions. Any questions about the police station, comments?
Wayne called me while you were out, and then I left about those culverts.
Yeah, we're waiting for the price. They're supposed to have had the price for us today. They didn't have
We had no choice on that.
No, we got no choice. I mean, we could do it a lot cheaper than they would do it, but we would let them do it because we don't want to have to listen to them if it ain't happens. But Yeah, they still owe us a price on that.
Still comes out of the grant, so we don't pay the 45%, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's all part of the station.
Yeah.
Anybody else? All right, Arlene's West Phase 1 road update, I think I sent to council, I forwarded to council. The developer had called me and told me that he was not aware that there was still an issue there until he got these letters from us. He thought the first letter had taken care of it. No, I think he's telling the truth. I don't think his contractor told the truth. But he said, "I'll take care of it." So he called the testing lab and they went out there and they bored, they did core borings just like I had requested from the beginning. And the ones that were in the middle of the road were fine. The ones that were on the edges were just nothing, just power. So the guy who did the testing recommended complete replacement of this, of the base and the road from four feet in from the curb on each side, which is, if you look at it, that's pretty much where it is, you know. So I'm waiting to hear from Brandon Dotson and see what he's gonna do. But as far as I'm concerned, if he asked the guy to go out there and do it, and that's what he found, there's not much to talk about. So I just, today was the first day back really, and so I haven't done anything, but I'm gonna wait to hear from him. But I'm suspecting he's gonna make him go out there and fix it.
And they're not talking about salt cement back, they're talking about all asphalt, I think.
I don't know about that, no. They haven't talked about how they're gonna repair it. That's the way they repair normal patches, but if it's a long stretch like that, they may just go ahead and salt cement. I really don't know. I'd have to wait and see, so. But I'd be interested to make sure that they can come back to property. We'll see. But I guess the point of all that is that the testing confirmed with what the eye sees, it's falling apart on it. So we'll keep you posted on that. And that's all I have, public works. No, I have something else, sorry. Right in front of Sonny Gascon's house in Brule Oaks, he called us, and there's a sinkhole that developed, a hole you almost fell in, right on the side of the catch basin. Well, the catch basin seemed to be in good shape. We got into catch basin and at the bottom of the catch basin is a, looks like about a 30-inch culvert, big culvert, maybe 24. At the bottom of it, wherever the grout they put in it had gone away, and it would, and the flow had everything scoured out of the soil and caused a sinkhole over a period of a long time. So what we did was we got in there, we called Ron Payro, and he did it the next day. We got in there, we plugged that hole down at the bottom and just backed up a concrete truck, a real soupy concrete, and filled the whole thing up and made some weep holes. We removed the asphalt along the edge of the road, made some weep holes, so concrete's about this far below the surface. And put concrete on, asphalt on top of it, and it should work. I mean, it didn't, you know, it's gonna fill all the voids, and so we're gonna see. But it looks good. He might have done asphalt today, I don't know, I didn't go by there. That's something that came up all of a sudden. Anything else, public works, anybody? Planning and zoning, we have the minutes in the package, and we have a variance request from the developers from Dagger LLC to reduce the water lines to 2 inches instead of 8 inches, and to 1 inch instead of 4 inches for gas line. And that was presented to the planning commission. The planning commission voted favorably, recommended favorably. What it boils down to is the way it's situated out there. The utility department preferred the smaller lines that they could go around the drainage down there and make it work better. We don't need any more than that. 2 inch lines of water, that's letting water for one house.
Turfy called me about it. It's just gonna be a service line to the house.
Yeah.
The real situation comes in, you don't know what's gonna happen on the property to the north. If the property to the north develops and you ever put the road all the way through on that service road, that's when the issue's gonna arise, what you should do, so.
But we'll let a future council work.
That's right. Well, it's a future development that just...
And it can always come from the front.
You can't predict, right.
It can always come from the front of the head. So anyway, it was recommended favorably. Any comments, questions?
Do we have some questions from somebody in the public about that?
Somebody in the public was more worried about his...
Tearing up their yard.
Tearing up their yard and wanting the the contractor to come to them first to let them know when they was gonna be digging in their yard.
It wasn't about...
But they in their yard, it's on the servitude, which, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
So not on their property.
Right.
The point being is they want somebody to walk up to their house and knock on the door rather than depend on the homeowners association who watches us like a hawk. You know? They only communicate...
In the front yard, they were that.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be out.
I've been there. All right. Anyway, that'll be on the agenda for next time. Top three derelict buildings. I talked to y'all last time about taking one of them off, and I decided that building's in good enough shape, so we removed this one, Miss Gray's building over there on the corner. But I have not heard from the owner of the Gwynn Street or the other West Main property, so I'm gonna get with Tom in the next few days. We're gonna send a letter to the guy at Gwynn Street telling him we're ready to tear it down, because he's the one who promised me a long time he would take care of it. And people on West Main, they said they were gonna come see me 3 months ago, and they still haven't come, so I'm gonna send them the next step, telling them we need to have an inspection, but it's not gonna pass inspection. They admitted it needs to be torn down.
Can you check that burned out house on St. John between Wynn and Booth Park? Don and I passed there, it's like the shell of a house. Still got the no trespass.
That's Capricorn from the post office?
No, not Main Street, this is on the side street.
I'll check it. I just forgot.
The one across from the post office.
That's Purnell.
Chip.
Chip.
I didn't even know that was burned till the other day when I passed by.
Yeah, he claims he's gonna fix it.
When we issue a building permit, is that's good for 6 months or something? How long?
They have, see how it goes. They have 6 months to get started, but they have a total of 2 years to finish, or something to that effect.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 3.
What happens if they don't start within the 6 months?
They can apply for an extension of another 6 months.
Okay.
And Wayne's very good about, he keeps folders, and he had little things to pop up. And if they get close to 6 months, he gives them a call and says, I just want to know if you're still gonna do this, you know?
Yeah.
And they either come up, and I signed an extension, I think, the other day, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Kurt McHugh, that's right, he had been delaying, and I gave him another extension. He wants to get started. I'd have to look at the ordinance to know what the time is from the beginning until the end, whatever, it's a good bit of time. But they want an extension, I don't know if we're gonna turn one down. All right. Finance, December bills. Had a look at them before now, if you have any questions or comments. All right, let me make an announcement, all right? My genius son, who believes in Bill Gates, what's his name? Who's the guy that died? Steve Jobs. He thinks Steve Jobs is like, you know. He recommended that I get an iPhone 6, all right? Because he's convinced, okay? So what I told Debbie is I'm gonna buy the phone, the town owns this phone, okay? I'm gonna buy the phone myself, all right? So I just want everybody to know that I gave him a credit card number, and I'm buying the phone. The reason I'm doing that is I can have the phone number in my name rather than the town of Rudy's name, so in 2 years, I don't have to fool with all that. Since I'm getting the phone now, I don't want to have to get another one in 2 years, so. Yeah, I signed something, whatever.
Well, he's got problems trying to understand the phone, I just tell him to go to his office. I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
It's phone.
Yes.
It's a virtual problem.
It's going to be ugly, that's all it is.
You don't have Windows 8 on it, does it?
And Windows 8 on it, it's not gonna go up.
What do you have now, you still have a flip phone?
No.
Bang phone, you got a bang phone.
They can't track flip phones.
I say one thing, there's a Motorola in there, that thing, if I could get a battery for it, I'd still have it.
I'm sorry.
I still have it to this day.
This is your official notice that you're not running again?
Oh, I'm definitely not running, you can put that in the
You can put it in, Sean, put the phone in the bathroom. Oh, yeah, take it off.
All right, let's see, where are we at? Bills, nothing on the bills, okay. Discuss employee manual rewrite.
This is the correct.
I sent an email late September, did y'all get it?
Yeah.
With a 4.2?
I printed it.
I got it.
And if y'all didn't understand, I can explain what my little couple of, I only had four things in there.
Why don't you do that while everybody's here, right?
I can do it real fast?
Yeah, then we can discuss it. You know what page it is?
I can look at it real quick.
It's 18, two of them, 19, I think, is one of them.
18?
Page 19, I think, if I got.
This is just.
This is the bag.
Let's see, so I could have.
And that's the bag, Tom.
Is this the same one that was emailed to us?
This is the one that was emailed to us. You don't have the one that was emailed to us. This is the one that was emailed to us.
Patricia emailed me one, I just.
I know.
Yeah, I got the one.
We don't have copies of that one tonight.
Go ahead, it doesn't matter, they not, for substantive stuff, they not, they're gonna be different, almost everything.
I don't know where it's at in here, but.
What's the title?
It's under standards of conduct 4.1, and it's the fourth paragraph.
All right.
But I don't know what this is, the fourth paragraph. Let's see.
Malicious rumors and gossip are not tolerated at the town of Blue?
No, it actually states, has to do with computers. This is a very minor change.
Yeah, one about the video game.
Yeah, no video games.
4.3, work schedule, about the last paragraph.
Whoa, let's do one at a time, okay?
That's one job.
That's one, I just don't know where it's at in this.
It's the top of page 18.
Look, I found when we were doing this manual, the best thing is to, just to go by the section number. Just say a section, I forget the page number.
Section 4.3.
There it is. See, that's different than what I have emailed. All right, it's on page 18, at the top is 4.3. When an employee of Town of Brule is on the Town of Brule work time, only Town of Brule business is to be conducted. I agree 100%. Then it says, no video game playing outside hobbies of non-Town of Brule work is to be conducted on the Town of Brule work time. I don't see why we need video game playing in there. That's honestly, if we're gonna get so specific to video game, then we need to do specific.
I think have the conduct.
Phones and specific, I think just not.
The sentence before.
Yeah, I think we can maybe scratch the next sentence. That's just my opinion.
No, that's fine. If I could find it, I'd be happy to.
Page 18?
Second.
This is 4.3. All right, okay, good.
Last paragraph.
It says, no video game playing outside hobbies of non-Town of Brule work is to be conducted on Town of Brule work time, which I agree with. But to be so specific, a video game playing.
All right, so everything from the word radio going out goes away?
No.
Just that one.
No video games to the end of Brule work time, just that one sentence.
Second one.
Just that one sentence. I don't like that one sentence personally. If y'all like it, we can leave it in. It's not gonna really affect anything. I just don't like getting that specific.
I think that was copied from someplace else, and we just didn't.
That's fine.
Did the one that.
Do you understand what he's saying? Because I can't.
Yeah, I got it.
I can't follow.
You just wanted to take out.
I agree with it, I just can't find it in there to scratch it out.
The whole sentence where it says, no video game playing outside hobbies of Town of Brule work is to be conducted. Because we handled it at first. We said, when an employee is on Town of Brule work time, only Town of Brule business is to be conducted, period. There's no reason to get specific on what you can do, what you can't, when it's all handled in that one line, in my opinion.
Now, what about the next sentence?
No games are allowed on computers at any time.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Hey, Mark, grab that sentence.
So from the word no all the way to the end, we get rid of all of it?
My iPhone's.
I don't have a problem with that, because.
No, that's what I'm suggesting.
That's real wordy, and it's kind of off here and there and everywhere. It's just, if we write that whole paragraph, except for the first sentence, it's very specific and to the point. It's non-Town of Brule work.
Gotcha, I agree with that.
The radios?
No, the radios are not, that's what, we're gonna scratch all that.
So you can't do radios, is what you're saying?
No, I mean.
Oh, okay.
I don't consider a radio in the office a Town of Brule.
Bob, I just have one question, and it deals with the last two sentences, particularly the second to last sentence. Does Wayne have a reason that he wants the second to last sentence in there?
That might be true for him.
It may not.
Yeah. And so that's my only caution about taking that sentence out.
Okay.
Is, you know.
Well, that's for maintenance purposes.
You may have undercut him.
Yeah, I don't have a problem leaving that in. My only deal is the video game sentence. If we just take that out, I'll be happy with it.
And the last sentence has a double negative. Or, no personal TVs are allowed. But it doesn't mean anything. What is it? You can watch more on a computer now with a.
I think we I think we handled the whole thing in the first sentence, other than maybe what Wayne would need.
Yeah.
And since all the employees are gonna have to do this, then we might as well leave that maintenance piece in there.
Or just ask Wayne.
Yeah. We can ask Wayne tomorrow and see if we can have.
Yeah, we'll leave it up to him.
All right, next is, where is the lunch schedule?
4.5.
Halfway down.
4.5.
Employees allowed 30-minute lunch break generally between the hours 11 and 2. Employees will be relieved of all active responsibilities during meal period. Since the police department is also signing this, the police department does not take their lunch between 11 and 2 since they work nights. Should we put something in the police manual for their lunch? Because if I'm a police guy, I'm going, wait a minute, I don't take my lunch between 11 and 2.
Or you just put except for police department employees.
Yeah.
Employees.
Jonathan, do you all have a specific time, like for midnight, for night shift, y'all just doesn't feel like?
They get paid 12 hours, but they don't have no lunch.
Yeah, let's just say.
Just except the police.
Excluding the police department?
Employees except police personnel.
Or we can just put police, yeah.
Except police personnel.
Patrol, police, I mean, if you want to, like for Gail and people working in the office, that's one thing, but.
We just have to time that off.
Employees.
Comma, put a period.
Employees except police personnel are allowed a 30-minute lunch.
There you go, that's perfect.
All right, let's go.
All right, and then.
4.9.
4.9, page 19, 4.9, behavior to avoid. I had a problem, it says some violations like the ones listed in this section are so serious that they will result in immediate separation of employment with advance warning or corrective action. What kicked it off for me, I was reading them, and I saw swearing and using obscene language. And to me, just looking at it from an employee standpoint, if you're gonna fire a guy for using obscene language and he will be terminated, I think that will maybe should be.
May.
May.
Could result in termination, or may result in termination, as opposed to so strong on will. And don't get me wrong, insubordination, I think it's black and white, but.
Yeah, it's pretty vague.
To make it not so specific.
Yeah, that's fine, that's good, that's a good catch, yeah, you'd be backing yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
Because I would hate for them to dismiss me for my language.
They would dismiss you from the first.
You would be subject to separation of discretion of.
Supervised.
Should we accept the mayor there?
Tell you, it'd be rough. Yeah, I couldn't.
This is not applied to the mayor talking to this.
So if we can change something to that effect, it could result in termination?
May result.
May.
May result instead of will.
As opposed to will, and then on 4.25.
And leave out that last sentence that says, that last sentence, I don't know what it looks like on the revised copy. The last sentence says you will be separated if you violate. What does it say on the revised copy?
It says you will be separated if you violate one of the general.
But she's got the big revised.
See, this is not, what we're looking at is not the most recent.
Oh, see, I went off. Whatever I had.
Will just says will be, so we make that may also.
Yeah. And then, once again, it might have been corrected, but 4.25, let's see where that's at. There's a lot of wills in that one too. And I didn't know.
Did we change some of those to shall and?
Yeah.
Separated, terminated, and another time.
Shall and will are an important word in a rule or policy, it's the same word, right?
Right.
So it ain't gonna be may or will.
Termination, resignation.
Let me see, other policies is where it was, what, like I said, I don't. I hate that we're not, here we go.
That's on 32.
It's on page 35. 4.35, other policies.
4.35, okay.
Yeah, on page 35.
35, other policy, go ahead.
There's a lot of wills in all these sentences, if you look at them. Gambling on premises will result in employee discharge. We just, I don't have a problem with that. I think we need to go through each one and make sure that if somebody gets caught gambling, we're gonna fire them on the spot.
All right.
If there's any indication that we're not, then we're running that. I just don't like the word will in all these. Yeah. I'd rather could result in termination, or maybe something like, the following could result in termination. Gambling on premises.
All right, let's go through these one at a time.
As opposed to.
Theft of town.
Gotta go. You got to be run off.
Yeah, theft is, as a will.
Got no problem.
Drinking any alcohol, tobacco, using any illegal drug in town or brewery premises or during work hours.
We're gonna make Jonathan arrest you.
Result in employee discharge. Drinking alcohol on the job. Person, you find a guy with a, you got to have that.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Engaging in sabotage, espionage, result in employee discharge. Well, okay. That already come in on that one.
That's even.
One way or the other.
I just wanna make sure.
Immoral conduct, I just, it will result, now that should be a may. Because that, you, that's a subject to definition.
I can't, Curtis can't get in the sewer.
Gambling on premises result in employee discharge. Now that one, I think it should be gambling will result in employee raise. Betting on horses, hard time is recommended. All right, what do you all think? Gambling on the premises will result? May result?
I say may.
I say may.
When we get a loss. You got two guys, you got two guys that ran guys over lunch.
Bending, soliciting, or collecting contributions of any purpose unless authorized, what do I mean? When we talked about that. Like if somebody had their kid's selling candy at the school or something like that, the mayor can authorize the sale of raffle tickets, things like that. If they don't get the authorization and they're doing some kind of like Ponzi scheme or they're doing something that you can tell the difference, then they'll be terminated.
Can I play devil's advocate? Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
If Debbie's daughter's selling a ticket for the Panther Paws and she forgets to get you to approve it, does she fall in this category?
Debbie go.
I can't fire her.
That's why I think it should be could be.
I can't fire her daughter.
That's why I think it should be.
I think it will, may is fine.
Yeah, leaves you the option.
Distributing unauthorized written or printed matter, any description, that's a may.
Could be a good horse tip.
Yeah, could be racing forms, it could be anything. Processing, possessing firearms or explosives on the town or brewery premises without authorization will.
Yeah, and if I'm.
I don't want that to be a may, that's a will.
Nope.
Conviction of criminal activities will result in employee discharge.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
That's the only thing I saw, it kind of stood out, if we can get those changed to could, may as well.
Will do. All right. All right, we're gonna get the right copy tomorrow and we'll change those things and then we'll be ready to vote on it on Monday night.
Yep.
Possession of firearms, did it mention except for police department?
Without authorization, they don't authorize.
Yeah.
Instead of authorization. They authorize to possess firearms.
I hate to be so picky, I don't think.
No, no, I guarantee you, Scott, it won't be 2 months that go by where we don't find something that we passed that we need to change. Again, it's, that's just the way it is.
And look, we can handle that in front, but we can change on moments notice.
All right, where are we at? Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, discuss hiring a full-time police officer. Where's your full-time police officer?
I was having a call.
She worked.
Dwayne Cassie, she's a.
She's a lunch break.
She was full-time, poured out, said a real good gal, probably at least 20 years experience in police work. She's, the applicants we had, she was above and beyond anybody on that thing. I mean, she stands up there. I'm really, really excited to have her. And all we had to do was give her some keys and a ticket book, she's ready to roll. That's nice. She does a fine job.
Y'all have a was that committee called?
First of all.
Yeah, went to the hiring board, everybody liked her, she was the only one we had in front of them. She was, but that was.
But the hiring board was okay.
Oh yeah, everybody liked her, so that was good. We approved, we'd like to start at 17 an hour. At a corporal, she's a corporal in Fort Allen already, so leave her at the same rank.
And she's got everything she needs?
Everything she needs.
What's her name again?
Gwen Cassie.
Oh, she's on there right now.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Brad Ragnar.
Oh wait.
22nd of December.
She's certified and all.
Everything.
We don't want to get.
Everything she needs.
Every time you hire an officer, you're gonna probably hear five of those.
Oh no, that's, she did, she went, took the matrix already, she passed that for us. She probably looked good, man.
Just make sure that somebody up here sees it, not everything on chief, but.
Yeah. Oh, we got it.
You got it?
There we go.
Good to go.
Well, that's all you need.
Took a drug down, fast night.
If the clerk certified, you got it.
Bingo.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and the next thing we had to revisit that GPS contract we was looking at last month. Just, we talked a little bit about it, if you'd want to. But when we first, when I first came in, we was looking to put the GPS back in the units. We already had them sitting there. I said, well, let's get with the company, see what it's going to cost, put it back in the car. So called them folks, I said, oh, what you got for the mobile? Can't do anything with it, it's outdated. So if we wasn't, if the contract really benefits us, we'd have to pay $1,500 upfront, and the equipment would be insured, and it would still be exact same monitoring cost. It would keep us out of a two-year contract, but by going with the contract, it'd be the same price. There's 2 years tied in with the fee. And it's all, it's web-based, it's no software. It pulled up on my phone, see what I have. It's really, really a nice program.
Jonathan, that was the $29 a month?
Yeah, $29 a month.
So it's
eight units.
$1,500 covers the 2 years?
$1,500 right here gets us through the end of the fiscal year here, up until the 30th.
This?
Yeah, it'd be $1,500. Then we'd have to.
I'm going to ask you, out loud, that I'll ask you in private.
Yeah.
What I'm most worried about with anything that has to do with electronics, like this phone that I'm buying, is when things start getting upgraded, what happens? You know, like they say, oh, yeah, this GPS unit doesn't talk to this system anymore, so you got to get another one. What happens?
Yeah, as long as we're in the contract period with them, they'll come bring us another one. When it breaks, bring the car, put a new one back in there and program, ready to go.
The thing we like about the telemetry systems is we pay $12.50 a month.
Yeah.
No matter what, they keep it running, and we don't have to hear nothing, maintenance, yeah, upgrades, nothing. Now, is this going to be the same thing?
Same exact way. Right.
I think it's going to be that way for sure if we do the two-year agreement.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's the best way. If we're not saving anything, just getting out of contract.
So for the new fiscal year, it's going to be $1,500?
It'll be $239 times 12, which is $2,400 a year, I guess, somewhere around there. 27, 28.
How do you use them?
Yeah, we're going to use them. Definitely need it.
$239 times 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, $2,800, somewhere around there.
So, Tom, have you had a chance to read that yet?
No.
Give it to Tom, and if he doesn't have any problem, we'll vote on just authorizing me to sign a contract, and then we'll make a budget adjustment when we do it. You know, Debbie, shouldn't we introduce a budget question?
Yeah, we need to do that.
What adjustment time? No, we got to introduce an ordinance in order to make official budget adjustments. We usually catch like 8 or 10 items all day.
Yeah, we had a shotgun to the body camera.
You know, but yeah, no, I mean, not the police. I'm talking about all county officers.
Okay.
And we'll be close enough to a final bottom line figure for the police station. We'll be able to maybe do that.
Okay.
I had looked at the contract.
Okay, between now and Monday, you look at it.
Fine.
I'm sure it's broad. Oh, you have looked
at it? No, I have looked at it. I had a copy last month.
Good.
Okay. Is there a change to what you gave me?
No, the same one.
Okay.
So, okay. Next time.
What about body cameras while we're on
them? Oh, they're working real good.
So they're all...
Oh, everybody has one. They know how to work. Even they can work his. We can film somebody this morning and alive.
Are you using the body camera?
I got one in the office.
It's got to be on your body.
Oh, I got it. I got one sitting on my desk.
Got to face out.
It's good to have take pictures of that woman that hit Tom today.
Yeah, they got on two videos. And one in the office, so we got three cameras worth of her getting kicked in the face. That all worked out in the end.
Yeah. All right, promotion and pay raise for Tom South.
All right, Tom South. Let's see. Tom is kind of a median paid officer right now, and he's one of those. Him and Ned share the rank of lieutenant. I'd like to promote him to captain and raise his pay by $1.75 to $19.59, which is 9 cents more than Ed, and he's a lieutenant right now.
So what's he gonna be next?
Captain. He does an upstanding job. He'd be the assistant chief, and he's just fine fellow. Glad to have him too.
All right, any discussion?
Budget wise, we're okay with that?
Oh yeah, we've doing good on the salaries, real good. And while we was looking at the salaries, we seen that Casey Peralta was making less than the clerk was, so just give her $1 an hour to get her closer to the other officers. Okay. She's only making, let's see,
15.
60 cents more than the part-time folks, you know, she's, just to get her caught up a little bit. That's approved. We won't, if there's any kind of a percentage raise or anything at the end of the
here, we'll exclude those two. And give them another raise at 6 more months.
But you don't want Casey to get behind that other sound.
Yeah.
If you exclude them, then the other officers can't put you behind.
Yeah.
We're not setting the precedent with doing it now, we're trying to get things on.
Casey's a catcher of poker, she's not making all anything.
That works.
Then we have one fancy looking bill there, and a little bill thing, it says PB Electronics on it. Whatever this, we was getting some radars prepared, we was cleaning out the old police department, they had like 4 cases of radars, just pieces and parts everywhere. So we needed something for the unit, so I told Tom, so let's put them together and see how much we come up with. So we, 4 cases of them. So we called, just PB Electronics repairs them, and they sell used radars and everything. So we said, well, we called and said, look, we got a ton of radars. We'll just send them to you and tell us what we got. But they did that, so the old boy called me. They said, well, I said, well, as long as it's not even more than 1,000 fix them. He said, well, that's hard, some $50 here, $100 here. I said, okay, that's cool. So next thing we know, we got radars back.
But.
And it was a $3,900 bill, which is still not bad. He misunderstood me, thought 1,000 a piece. Which is 13 radars, that's at least 40,000 worth of radars if we was to go out to buy them. So 4,000 for 13 is, that really.
For 4,000, you got 13 working
radars? Yeah. 35 radios.
You knew what you had in the car already.
Yeah, we were running short. Some of them were sharing them. That's why we originally started. We needed to get some. We was going to have to buy one or two with a new unit. And that was, I need some real, real nice radars.
So when you learn from this experience, take care of your shit.
Yeah.
Parts
they were mostly together, but some had been dropped and just knocked a little connection loose in them. It'd be crazy to throw them away without seeing what we could do with them first.
Not worth it. You understand my point. Get it right.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. Learn a lesson on that one like that heart attack. So.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good. Roy, I just see you there. I hate to have you come in for nothing, but where are we at on the bid package for the road?
I'm going to try to get with you and Wayne this week. I've wrapped it up.
All right.
Wrapping it up. So.
Good. Yeah, we've been, we got a little, couple of little more things to add, but this patches going on.
All construction must be started within 6 months after issuance of building permits and be completed within 18 months right. after starting field construction,
right.
unless extended by the building official for good cause shown within 30 days of the expiration of the permit.
Gotcha. All right. Government Affairs, not aware of anything?
Well, I just want to ask. Just Debbie, we still didn't get the minutes for the October meeting of the Landmark Commission, and I'll pass it. Please.
Other matters discussed, design for highway sign entrance ruling. I'm going to turn that over to Don and Joanne.
Joanne, I met with Wayne. The drawing that you see, I don't know if you recall, but several months ago we had 5 or 6 different styles and so forth, and I think this is the one we kind of pretty much agreed on. And then he met with Mr. Rabelais, and he and Danny made some suggestions and so forth. But this would be on concrete reinforced base. And it would be brick with 2 ascending columns on each side up with the oak tree in the middle, just like you see it, and some caps on the top of it. And a hinge on the back, so in the future, if we wanted to put a banner to advertise something, that could be done also, but that would be future. We also suggested putting 2 lights shining on the sign The one on the north would be like the one you see here with all four columns due on each side ascending up. The one on the south end, he suggested we could save money by just doing two columns with the oak tree in the middle.
What's that middle piece going to be made of with red oak tree?
That would be stucco. But what we have on our current signs that are deteriorating is that Drevet stucco. You know, this would be real stucco, and he said this would last. But this would be brick with concrete base, and I assume a concrete or brick caps on. We also suggested putting two flagpoles on the two higher columns, putting the American flag maybe on the left side, and either the state of Louisiana, or this flag is one that under Rod's administration, the kids have done for him, that we might want to consider putting on the other, if y'all want to put flags on. That's just something.
If we do flags, we got to do a light.
We got two lights. Now, one thing I thought about since we talked about the flags is, what about half mast? When you lower flag half mast, we've got to have some mechanism to do that. That's why it came to mind, yeah. Either we have to do it on the back side, or if we do it on top like we thought, there needs to be some way that we can lower it. Because I don't think we want to leave it all the way up when flags are being flown at half mast, you know.
Well, the other way is, the thing is, this flag's deteriorating. You have to have some way to get the flag down.
So I don't know how y'all feel about the flags, whether we need them or not, or, you know, think about it. We've got a week, you know. I think it would be nice.
I like the flag idea. Just we can figure out how to adjust them.
They make telescopes and poles. That's kind of noise.
Don, DOT doesn't let you put a wall up like that on a right of way?
We rode down and looked at Plaquemines. And Central has one in the middle of their median, 37, which is a state highway also. I'm sure we're going to have to get a permit, probably.
No, you got to get a permit. I just, with the speed approaching the entrance there, I didn't know. I thought you might have to protect it with a guardrail or something. Well, you know, the guardrail and everything, it's a car leaves.
We've already got a permit. We've already got a sign out there. We don't need another permit.
Okay, I'm with you, Joe.
Can we put on that list 4.35 working without a permit?
So if somebody has a house that was permitted and tear it down and put another one right back, they don't need another permit?
Don, don't go there.
Don't answer that.
I'm not answering. That's not relevant.
And also, we may have to put this in the budget adjustment because Wayne said that figure is incorrect in the budget.
The estimated cost would be $9,000 for the big one and about $5,000 for the small one on the side.
Okay, let's talk about the small one on the side. Wayne and I have been talking informally. I don't think we need a sign or whatever anyway, other than one of the little green LDH looking metal things that says Town of Bruley Corporation Limit. I mean, the sign is on the other side of the road. Right. Ain't nobody get, I mean, it's, I mean, two posts with four screws and a piece of metal that says Town of Bruley Corporation.
Oh, northbound?
Yeah. I mean, so, and you come in northbound, but it's on the other side of the road.
Track, right?
Yeah, just take the Taco Bell sign.
Cross four lanes and a median and a railroad track right away.
Yeah, just take the Taco Bell sign, flat it, and just put a little sign up there, and that's it.
There's no way to put it on the other side?
I'm okay with that. Green signs.
Yeah, that's just that green sign, yeah. I don't think we need it. I mean, in fact, we might even, with that small sign, we might even be able to put it on the correct side of the road, like in the ditch, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than over there where you can't even see it.
Which I'm looking for. Sounds all right.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay that kind of money and put it way over here by the railroad tracks. Nobody sees it anymore.
Yeah.
They won't let us put it on this side?
Well, not that structure like it was, but if we just want to put two posts in the ground, I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with that. It was like a stop sign, double size. You know? I mean, it's not going to be a big deal. I'm not going to say, but I say they probably wouldn't have a big deal with that. It wouldn't be a big deal.
But it would be a big deal if we built that in that ditch on the side.
Oh, yeah. Don, the only question I have on this one right here, what is the dimension from side to side?
I think he said 16 feet. Is that what Wayne said? That rings a bell?
I think so.
So from the top of the tall column to the other top of the tall column, 16?
No, from the two smaller.
Outside, outside.
There's more space there.
That might get DOTD's attention.
Well, they will say no if we ask them. I did it right now, because it's a liability. They don't do anything that has anything to do with liability. Just like the railroad company, I don't even ask them, we just put in a lane, just put asphalt.
You might call Tony and see if they got a permit, because they built a new one just as you go in.
The log.
Yeah.
Could be, I don't know. We'll see.
Can we ask a question back here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know you mentioned about the flag light. The lights that you say here, the two lights, where would these two lights be shining?
They would be ground level shining up.
They're going to shine at the tree level?
Right.
Are they shining up toward the?
Up toward the flag and the tree. We want to try to get it all, you know.
Do both of them. Just get two lights.
The flag, we only put the flag if it can be lit.
Right.
You know, we got the water tower lighted now.
Yeah, I know that. And we got a permit for that too.
Have you seen the buzz that's on the tower? Have y'all seen the buzz that's on the water tower? Oh, it got some light.
They're hanging out up there? They like the light?
All around the railing?
Do they roost at night? Is that where they go?
Yeah, during the day out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of.
It's interesting.
They got some light there.
All right, what y'all want to do with this item? Y'all want to put it on the agenda for next time?
Think about it some.
Monday night.
We can discuss and table it then if we have to.
Okay.
Nobody wants to.
I'll put on the agenda. All right, mayor's report. Ms. Bourgeois organized the Arbor Day in the middle of December. It was very nice. Nice weather. Planted four, what's the name of the tree?
Rain trees.
Rain trees. Very nice. You may have noticed on the maintenance bill that we had like a $1,600 bill or some big bill for mulch. Well, what we did this year was we found out that with the bins that we have back there as a result of the new construction, that we could order a big trailer full of it, which is like four times the amount we would get for the same amount of money by ordering it. So we ordered it all at one time. But we went around and we mulched them back really oak and flower beds and the place over there at the end of Main Street. We mulched a bunch of stuff in town, so we caught up on that. We cleaned all the signs in the town. They were getting yucky and looked like they were mildew and all that, so they went and cleaned them. Ones that were in too bad a shape, we changed them. So I don't know if you notice that, but it looks better. Wayne and them were in the process of cleaning some bricks because we're going to make a little podium for the plaque for where the old station was, the old town hall and station was. So I participated once again as a judge, a student of the year. It's always a pleasure to do that because the students we have are so good. The ones that are in there are really exceptional. But this year they had 2 8th graders. I'll tell you what, buddy. It's scary, they're so smart. But anyway, the councilmen was aware, but I don't know if the public is aware, but our auditor called and said they wanted the audit reports back again because they wanted to add the legislative auditor has instructed them to add information relative to the police department stuff. And the legislative auditor told them they had to put it in there. So it's going to come back with some other wording. I guess they're going to come back. I don't know if they're going to just mail it to us or she'll come back and re-exit. I don't know how that works, but it has to be modified. So
it's got to be modified to pick up the findings in the police department audit?
I don't know. Is the police department audit or the whole scenario, the whole theft and guilt and plea and all that. I didn't talk to her myself. Debbie just told me that she just said, please send them back. And she didn't say specifically, but it could be all those things. Because if you remember when we had the audit done, Margaret told us that she had to send the contract to the state, and I think they made her change the wording in it too. So they all audits have to go to the legislative auditor, and then they wanted it in there. So fine with me, I'm good now. All right, any remarks, questions, please, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question about that? When you said it's modified, are you saying the report is going to be modified or the opinion is going to be modified?
No, the report's going to be modified to include the police department stuff.
Okay, they're not going to change the opinion because we've got a clean opinion.
No, no, we got, we've cleaned it. The only negative we have is that you're not here anymore.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, that's going to be a lot forever and ever. You're going to be in the annals of Ruby. Well, that's right. All right, any remarks, questions, privilege?
I just wanted to thank everybody that helped with the Arbor Day program. Wayne, the mayor, Sheila Goins from the school board staff, and Mary Delapas. This was one of the last things that Mary did as a director of Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful, because she resigned as of December 31st. She was on our program. So, and all Wayne's guys, all the maintenance guys, and Debbie and Patricia. So thanks for getting it all put together.
But it wouldn't happen without you pushing it. We all know that. Anybody else?
If you thought that really baseball thing was nice before,
yep,
you go check out the...
Saw me working out there.
Where are you going up there? I saw it working.
Pull all the backstop up. Kid Petty walking out last year, he didn't kind of reconfigure it. He went with the brick look, poured a lot more concrete, had some place for check back seating and stuff. But I've been on one, two ball fields in my life, a lot of them colleges. Thing as good as that. A lot of colleges are not as good as what we have in town, Ruben.
Can y'all break around the left field reviewing stand?
We're working on Serenity Corner, is what we call it. That's where we send the mad daddies. People sit out left field behind a fence so they can't hear what's going on. They don't get mad. We call it Serenity Corner.
We had the Deep South Bayou Duels again. We had invited 32 teams and like, I think 16 of them were from out of state this year, something like that, 15, whatever. But these guys, they come from out of state and we feed them. We have a coach's social, my wife cooked crawfish etouffee, jambalaya, and gumbo with pecan pies and whips my wife. These cats come. Free beer, all the beer you can drink at that bottle of beer. They come. Some of those coaches come and say, "Yeah, we can go to any tournament. We come to this for the food." They got a guy from New York, Gene Mill. He said, "Exactly." He said, "That crawfish ate your face, and I can eat that for breakfast." We enjoy feeding because they enjoy. Oh man, they love it, man. And they bring all their assistant coaches and all that with them.
And fish. The parking lot, Alexander Park, is completed.
I think they got a little bit of
putting some more bumpers.
Yeah.
Driving.
But the
that's gonna be nice.
Paving's done.
Yeah, really nice.
Striping, but I think they just got the little bumper thing.
Yeah, they're putting a little.
They provide adequate time for the limestone to set.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Yeah. We want to make sure.
Kind of got a good set. It's all in there now. Probably drop.
You don't want your road to ditch area like the other one that you talked about.
That's right. That's a fact. You don't want to talk about it.
I went to Disney World, but I didn't bring a slideshow. So I just didn't bring a slideshow.
Well, there's one of the things I miss the most about not having kids, of course, going spend a half a month, everything I earned at Disney World.
They proud to take
Man.
I'm glad you didn't bring one.
All right. Anybody else? You get a little off subject. All right. Do I hear a motion to
adjourn?
Mr. Andre, I was getting there. Town Hall will be closed January 19th for Civil Rights Day, and Landmark and Heritage Meeting will be January 26th at 6:30 here. Move by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor, say aye. All in favor, say aye.
I'll do that by the time I hit the door.